Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/agentacademy. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle or MP3 player. And now, welcome to the Agent Academy.
Downloading latest intel package. Welcome back. I was getting worried about you.
Agent Academy, episode number 29, recorded on July 24th, 2018. I'm Agent Goony Guy.
I'm Agent Zelly Belly.
And I'm Agent Soho.
And we have an awesome show tonight. It is a Prime show. It's going to be a lot of Cassandra Prime talk, of course. But first, let's find out more about who this Agent Zelly Belly is. So we have a new host on the show here, Agent Zelly Belly's. Known her for a while through other shows and other games, and she's awesome. And she plays Ingress. So
I do.
That all works
Thank
together.
You.
So how, what, tell us about you.
Start all right.
From a very young age. No, just whatever.
Well, last September, we were doing another show, you and I, and you were talking about Ingress, a ton, and I did not want to hear about Ingress. I just didn't want to hear it. And then finally one day, I don't know what it was, you were like, no, I'll give it a try. And I was like, yeah, okay, I'll try it. And you sent me an invite, and I was off and running, like, bam. You said I had to be enlightened if I played. And so I did.
Thank God, because that could have gone horribly wrong.
Well, the funny thing is, like, you asked me to go enlightened, and, like, we're, like, nowhere near each other, like, location-wise. So, like, there's no support between us at all for, like, gaming. But, yeah, I started in September last year, but I had to take about 2 months off because right after I started, about a month after I started, my phone, I had a really, really old iPhone, and the GPS just quit working. So none of my GPS stuff worked. My running app, my Pokemon Go, Ingress, it was all out. So around New Year's, I got a new phone, back at it, picked up Ingress.
And just let's blazing see. Away. Like, you're
going to... Yeah.
Leveling past me soon.
I and work at Soho. A college campus. It's like a massively blue area when I started, and I couldn't do anything. Like, they would just shut me down completely. They're super into Ingress, but for blue. I don't get it, but they are. So summertime was coming. It was about March, and my coworkers every spring tend to do this, like, the same thing every year. They're like, we're going to start walking for our lunches. And it lasts about a week. And then we're like, no, I don't do that anymore. So I had this idea, let's play Ingress while we walk. And it'll give us something else to focus on while we're walking, get us something else to motivate us to go out for these walking lunches. And we are, like, super addicted. We've carved out this little green campus area for ourselves, and I think they got from March, they started at the end of March, and they're already, like, level between 8 and 10. Nice. There's so much activity. Yeah.
And I saw y'all, like, dropping some fields the other day. It's kind of exciting watching y'all, like, hey, let's get it from this end. And y'all dropped, like, a huge a couple fields up there. It was pretty cool.
We did. Yeah, we took out, like, 8 big portals today that were anchor portals, but We were super excited because we had this big fracking party yesterday morning and this morning. So we were all full up on gear again after the Cassandra event depleted us completely. And we're like, we have all this stuff. Let's go blow something up. And we ran out there and blew all the stuff up. But we never played in the area we went to. So we didn't have any keys. So we couldn't refield it or anything like that. So next time we'll have to, like, curb our enthusiasm. and plan a little better, but it was fun still.
That's cool. How many portals do you have over there on campus?
I don't know. It's probably anywhere between 75 and 100.
Whoa. And,
yeah.
Holy crap. I was thinking like, I don't know, 8 or 7.
No, I like, could, what, yeah.
That's huge.
No, it's like It's tons. I'll send you the little map linky.
Wow, that's awesome. Okay.
It's, huh. Yeah, on my lunch break for an hour of walking around campus, I can't hit them all. There's just it's a lot, and there's very devoted blue in the area, and so there's constant battles going on campus and just off campus. And for a while, when we started getting good, they started fielding over the entire campus. They figured out we were trapped at work, but now, like, we all, instead of going out in one big group, we'll, like, okay, you take a break and go off campus. You take a break. And so, because we each get, like, two breaks and a lunch hour, so we take them at different times and spread out. Now they don't know when we're coming out to blow things up again.
Nice.
The blue in our area have been playing since launch, so they know a lot more about the game. But we have some greens that have been really supportive at first when we were just running out of stuff left and right because we were so low level. They would just come and drop stuff off to us in capsules at the back door.
So, nice.
Yeah.
Cool delivery.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, you know, I'm going to be out there for lunch. I'll drop off like 3 or 4 capsules for you guys. It's like, all right. It was awesome.
Cool.
So, and the rest of the family, you getting them into playing?
Kind of. They don't, like, I work about 45 minutes away from where I live. So it's not like we just, you know, jog out there after I get home or anything like that. So my husband plays kind of casually in the area where we live, and he just hit level 6 on Saturday. And my son's 13. He only plays when I absolutely force him to.
Right.
And he's level 4 because nothing mom does is cool. So, yeah.
That's good, though. Like, I took my family out on the last day of the Cassandra neutralizer badge.
Yeah.
And so they're, like, my wife hit 5th level, and my daughter hit 5th level, and my son hit 4th level. So it's like, I can't get them to play either. So
yeah.
It's like, y'all are going to this anomaly, and
you need to be into this, yeah.
Like, let's know how to do some stuff in the game a little bit, which they do. Like, they know the basics, but, hopefully they'll get more interested in it, like seeing the anomaly maybe. Or maybe they'll go the other way. I don't know.
They'll scare them away.
Right? You and all your geek friends, we're done. Not with the game, with you!
Oh, man. God. That's harsh.
It went the wrong way fast.
Went so fast.
But man, all that free time to play Angry. No. That makes sure no one is listening. But, well, that's awesome. And, we're going to have to, like, do some sort of, like, try to get a link from up there to down here.
Oh, my gosh. We would make everyone mad.
Oh, a link. That'll take it out super fast.
Just one link.
Yeah.
One link.
I don't know if you can. Toledo is, Toledo, Ohio tends to be, like, a huge network.
Oh, we can do it.
Just for the listeners, I'm in the Metro Detroit area, so.
Oh, now you screwed up.
Why?
No, I'm just kidding.
Now you screwed up.
Now you're getting hunted. They will hunt you down now.
You got some new enemies.
Here.
Our friends. You never
know. I'll say this. I love Resistance. Like, I absolutely, you need them, you know? You need them, or otherwise, what's there to do? You need the battles, you need the fights,
mm-hmm.
you need the drive to play. Otherwise, you're just, like, you know, recharging a portal every day.
Right. It's like, that was fun.
Yeah.
And we saw that during the neutralizer event. If people weren't, I don't know how it was up there, but down here, there was just the Pokemon Go players who were trying to level up so they can submit portals were playing. And that was about it. Everyone else was just trying to get the badge and not deploying on any portals, and it was lame. Like, I only got the first badge because of it. Soho, came close or?
Nope.
You didn't come close at all?
I didn't even come close.
And I saw
it was just, everything was just neutral. I got a ton of AP because that's all I did was just capture stuff. And I think I got like 9 things blown up.
Nice.
Oh, man. That's
it. Yeah, it was a ghost town in Huntsville, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
My job is to make things green. So the blue people had tons of stuff to blow up, and whether or not they chose to make it blue or not, it's up to them. I was able to do the silver badge, but I did have to go into like two towns I never really go into, but they're not far. They're just towns I don't happen to drive to very often. And I went into another town that I've played there before, but there's so many portals. Like, I still got a lot of uniques and stuff. And since I'm not 16, it really behooved me to fill up all the resonators. So
yeah.
Really sorry for the low levels trying to take those out. I would mod them with silly things like link amps and stuff just to try and like get my, my modification numbers up a little bit too. But I was trying not to be mean with it because I wanted to save my good shields and stuff for, like, you know, more strategic things. Yeah. Is how I'll say that. Yeah. But yeah, I had one town. I went through. It was all blue. I blew it all up, and I refielded it green. And that one, I was trying to deploy on most stuff as well. And then a blue came through and blew it up and left it gray. And that was kind of like, oh, you're a poo. But then another green came in and filled it up green again. And so the greens that need the experience were getting it. I mean, the grays are there for people to use. So I think it was a win-win because more of the world was green and people were leveling up.
That works.
And I heard the other thing, too, where there were towns of greens that were doing that as well, like where they weren't deploying and the blues didn't have anyone to attack. So it was just, you know, the way of the world.
An issue on both factions. Like, I don't think it was just a resistance thing. It just happened to be so around here. And I even know there were some, you know, enlightened that I heard saying, well, I'm not going to help them get a badge, you know, but they weren't working on it either. Like, it wasn't, I think they were just frustrated and, you know, it is what it is. But like we said last week, it's like all you're doing is just being a jerk, like not doing that. I mean, anyway, that was last week. This week's new stuff. We got Cassandra Prime. How was your week, Eric?
Soho. Pretty good. So now I'm playing a lot more because I got a new phone, just like Zelly. So I got a new phone Friday, just a few days ago. I got a Pixel 2. The Goog phone, and man, it is so fast. Like, I mean, to you guys it's normal, but to me I'm like, wow, like I'm going so fast, like as fast as my finger can go, right? Just swiping and clicking and doing stuff. Also, like opening up Ingress, I forgot that it actually opens up pretty fast. Like, I got so used to just waiting, and I mean, after a while, you just don't open it anymore. Like, I knew that I was approaching, you know, a little cluster, and I'd be like, well, by the time I open Ingress, I'll be long gone, so I just won't do it. And I got into the habit of doing that for so long. Now I'm like, oh, yeah, there's a cluster. Boop. And it's just up. And I'm like, hack, 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 hack. And then I can close it. I mean, it's awesome. So we went downtown. We attached a bunch of eights to Madison downtown. For a farm, and then went all the way through town just blowing stuff up, connecting random things, just going nuts. We went downtown Huntsville, blew it to smithereens, just decimated it. It was all blue too. Well, just tiny little blues. Like, I guess it was gray for so long. Some blues just was like filling it with ones, but it was just nice to hear all that glass breaking sound, you know. Blew that to smithereens and then linked randomly and carelessly all the way home. It was nice. So, yay, new phone. Love it so much. And then I think that's it, because we already talked about my failure to get the the freaking neutralizer badge. Just couldn't find enough blues around town. But that's it, and I'm ready to just go nuts again with this new phone.
And it's kind of there's not really much to talk about tonight because we're doing the show a little sooner than we normally do because we're trying to fit in our schedules of I'm going to be hitting out of town and then when I get back, so we're trying to still do a weekly show. So instead of missing it, we're just going to have less content in this one. But we'll talk about Cassandra Prime a little bit. This week, I had an interesting thing happen. I was out doing some ingress, and on my way home, I stopped at the post office, and when I got back in my car, it just wouldn't start back up. So luckily, I have one of those chargers for the phone that has the battery things on it, so it will jump the car, too. So I jumped my car and went to the O'Reilly's. It's kind of like an AutoZone. I don't know what y'all have up north, but like the car place where you get the parts. And they'll check your battery. And so they came out and checked my battery, and the guy's like, no, your battery's fine, perfectly good, good battery. That's not the problem. And so now I'm like, well, crap, that's something really bad then, like some wiring or ground or something. So I'm sitting there in the parking lot trying to figure it out and, you know, going in, asking questions, checking fuses. 2 hours of this until finally I go in and I was going to buy a whole new wire, a ground wire for the battery, just in case, just to change it out. It would be cheap fix. And I asked the dude about it. He's like, well, have you checked the alternator yet? And I was like, I don't know what he checked. He said the battery was good, though. And he's like, well, let me check. And so we got the machine out there again and checked. And he's like, oh, no, your battery's dead. And I'm like, are you crapping? Like what? I just spent 2 hours in your parking lot trying to debug, like, what's wrong with my car because you told me my battery's... Anyway, so I got a new battery, and so all good. It started right up, of course, and I got to go ingress more. But it's kind of sad because I missed a bunch of, portals during the whole thing. Besides that, just been working on the website. You might have noticed it's been kind of weird today. I think it's some caching issues. I'll figure that out. I haven't had much time to work on it, just getting ready for the anomaly. Going to be heading out Wednesday and then getting there Thursday because I'm walking, apparently. No, we're actually staying. Because of our town is so kind of small, our airport here, it's like twice as much as the airport that's an hour away. So when we fly, we drive an hour away, and even paying the parking for the week is still cheaper to fly out of there. So we're doing that, and our plane leaves at like 6 in the morning, so we got to get there at 4 in the morning. So instead of like drive up there at 2 in the morning, we're going to stay up there for the night. So we're leaving up there Wednesday, and it may be a good place to farm, see some friends and stuff before heading up there. And just getting prepped, I now have a binder. Like, I feel like I'm going back to school because of all the crap I need for where we're staying and renting cars and all this crap. Like, we haven't done like a family trip like this, and it's just kind of spread out because we're doing the anomaly and we're going up to see where my wife grew up. And so it's kind of a family vacation mixed in with it. But we're staying like 3 or 4 different places because of it, because we're moving around. And anyway, it's crazy. So that'll be up in Boston. And if you're there, wait for, I'll talk about it more in the debrief. Got some cool stuff that I'm going to be bringing up there with me.
Cool.
And you can get some of it.
Awesome.
Zelly, did you have some more stuff you want to talk about for your week?
Kind of, but I talked a lot, but yeah, I did more stuff this week.
Well, what else did you do?
Well, I kind of hit 12, but I didn't hit 12 because I got enough experience to hit 12, but I'm missing 2 gold badges.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I can hit, I've been really working hard on glyph hacking, and if I make 500 tomorrow, I'll get to my gold translator badge. So, and nice. I can do that no problem on campus. And so that one's fine, but the other one, I'm like halfway to everything. Like, oh.
Well, and you know what's interesting, Agent Soho, when she was telling me this earlier, I was like, hey, have you tried using agent stats to like see like where your badges are and make it easier to see? And what did you tell me?
No, I do not use any third party website, software, anything.
What? She's straight edge. She's ingress straight edge.
Yeah, I'm straight edge. I only use the ingress intel map. I don't have any third party apps, no timers, nothing.
Okay.
I can tell. Not even only. Like Pokemon Go as a timer. That's the good one where you can just spin it. And
what?
Then
I don't even know what that is. Right. What's that mean?
Well, it's when you play Pokemon Go, so then you see when it, it's blue again. That means I can hack and ingress.
Oh.
It's the only reason to actually play it. It's a little visual
timer. I just
timer.
Hold the button down again, and it tells you, like, 20 more seconds. You know, 10 more seconds.
Too painful.
I don't know. Just hold it. It's fine. Let's see. So I got my Onyx recharger, but then I found out that you're supposed to call it Black recharger. It's not technically Onyx or whatever, but I've always heard, I don't know. There's like this whole thing, right?
Onyx versus Black. Yeah, yeah. That's weird. Yeah.
But you know which one I mean, I guess, right?
Right.
Yeah, someone's being a stickler because it's like, I think you'll even see Niantic employees like call it one or the other. The same thing with like medals and badges. Like,
yeah.
Well, which one's actually a medal and which one's a badge? It's like, the tiered ones are medals, but our badges are. See, I don't like, it's too confusing. And the ones from the cards are the other one. And
you want me to put this to rest?
Yes.
Here's the Ingress Wiki. It says, there are 5 tiers of each metal available: bronze, silver, gold, platinum, and black. And then it says parentheses, also called Onyx.
So like, both are correct.
Of course, that's a wiki, right? Anybody can edit that, so it's not really definitive.
But I could go in there and say it's also called potato chips.
Right.
Potato chips. You should do that. That would be funny.
Get banned from wiki. Right. You said potato chips.
Well, I tried to get us a wiki on the Gamepedia, the cursed one, but they never did. So I guess we have to use what's the one it's on? It's on.
This one's on Wikia.
Wikia, yeah.
Wikia.com.
Wikia.
There might be more Ingress wikis though. Maybe this one is the first page though. I consider that the best if it's the first, you know, results no, I guess it is the only one.
Well, there's also just the Ingress support. Like if you go to ingress.com, or actually it's support.ingress.com, like they have a lot of this information there too. Like they have on the agent profile, it says metal tiers. Actions required to attain higher tiers vary by metal, but each metal has 5 possible tiers: bronze, silver, gold, platinum, black.
Bam.
And that's it?
So yeah, that's what it says on here. So
okay.
You know, at some point, was it called Onyx and then they changed it to Black? Like, where did the Onyx come from?
Or maybe Onyx just sounds cooler. I don't know.
Yeah, Onyx is cool. I don't know.
Because the other ones are all like a mineral.
And then all of a sudden it's a color. It's like,
yeah.
Weird. I don't know.
Anyway.
It's racist. I don't see color, only badges. No, I don't know what that means.
Or medals. I don't know.
I only see medals.
Let's see.
Sorry, I was just looking through the website. So anyway, I'll go back to the show. So go on. Sorry, Zelly.
I have a pro tip for all of you out there. Never give up on your Sojourners, because I did. I would have my last gold if I hadn't given up on that. But I'm at day 7 now.
Nice.
No.
Only a few more to go. So why'd you give up on it?
Because I like sitting in my pajamas.
No! You know, I had my gallbladder out and had my wife drive me to a portal.
Gosh, I love sitting in my pajamas and watching TV and not moving so much.
I had, was it last weekend or the weekend? I had like a stomach bug or the flu. Like, I still don't know, but I was like peeing out my butt. It was very bad. Like, stuff that shouldn't happen. And I couldn't move like 10 feet from the house without like crapping my pants. So still my wife took me down to a portal.
And there's a neighborhood park 2 houses down from me, and I won't get up to go back.
Did you see that? My wife just came in. True story. So and then the one day when I was still kind of recovering from my gallbladder, and I walked the 1.5 miles down to the closest portal because I thought I was gonna miss the time because it's so like it varies.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know.
No, it's insanity. Yeah.
And so I was like, well, I got to go because I don't know when Chris is going to get home. So I just started walking, and I was like getting kind of dizzy, like walking down there, and had to kind of, anyway, I made it. It was all good. So I've got like 30-something days left, and then I'll have my Onyx.
Nice. Okay, you're good.
And then I can try more. Never hack again.
Try more. Does he make you feel bad about your pajamas? Yeah,
mine's two houses down. I could go in my pajamas. I might be able to reach it from my backyard. I'm not sure.
It doesn't reach out there. Put it on a stick or something. Put it on a broom. I don't know.
Sometimes I want to just lay around and read and watch TV and not go anywhere. I don't know. But if I had discipline like you, that would be my other gold that I needed, and I would be all set because I got it up to 33 days once and before I kicked the bucket on it. And
it may be insanity. I don't know if it's anything about anything but just insanity.
Yeah. Well, I'm paying for it now. I wish I had some of that insanity.
Well, you'll get it.
Let's see. What is the icon? Oh, here it is. Here it is. I'm at 162 before I gave up because I accidentally missed one at day 162, I guess, because I was moving. So it was so confusing. I was packing and moving and shuffling stuff around. It was all hectic. And I somehow just didn't hack or something. And I was like, that's it. I'm done with that. So I'm good with gold there.
Yeah.
I might do it again one day, but probably not really.
Yeah,
because it does suck.
Are you level 16 already?
I'm level 17.
Okay, so you don't need it.
No, actually, I'm level 13. I'm just kidding. No, so I stayed on level 12 forever, for over a year or 2 years, maybe. I don't know. No, over a year or something. That was when I needed some gold badges as well. So. Hopefully you get it faster than I did because it was a long time.
I went through level 11 in 20 days.
Wow.
July 3rd, I hit level 11. And July 23rd, I had enough experience for 12. Well, actually, that's a lie because I can't hit it without the badge. But you know what I mean? I had the experience requirements in 20 days. But that's why I don't have the badges built up, is because experience has been pushing me and my new group of friends like so quickly.
Yeah,
so that's another thing, me coming into the show, I'm going to be kind of the new person asking questions and stuff. So, because even though I'm level 11, I haven't really been playing that long, just since September.
Yeah.
Well, then we're pretty much noobs too, so we'll all look it up on the Wikipedia together.
Okay.
It works out well that way. And then people can make fun of us and send in the real answers, which is always good too. We love real answers. but is that like, you had a busy week? That's why she's out leveling us, because she had a busy week, and we're like, I got a car battery. Didn't play.
Yeah.
Sounds good. We want to move on?
Yeah.
Well, let's move on to this.
Situation report.
Situation report. This is where we tell you, the listeners, what's been going on this week. And this week, there's not really a whole bunch. I think everybody's kind of getting ready for Cassandra Prime coming up. Mm-hmm. So the biggest thing, I think, is the beta. Announced beta is going to be starting soon. They're going to be letting people in. Actually, they've already started letting the first 50 people send out the emails to them to give them. I guess they have to sign NDAs. So to get in, they have to sign that, and then they'll get in to the beta. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, super cool.
And then the next wave, I believe, is the people who go to Cassandra Prime will get in the next wave. And then some POCs and technical folks from, what was it? From Navarro.
Yeah, Camp Navarro.
Yeah, so Carlton Schlossberg and...
Oh yeah,
Dagobah.
The other one with too many umlauts or something.
Yeah, sorry.
So beta is always a tricky thing. So I used to love getting into the World of Warcraft expansion betas. I'd always get really into them, but spoil everything in a big way because they reset it and you have to start over. And it's true about other video games too, but just that one always remember, because about every 3 to 5 years or so you get a new expansion, and I always look forward to the beta. Well, one year they sent me the beta invite, and I said, you know what? No, I don't want it. I don't want your stupid beta. I want day one experience with everybody else in the world. And yes, it'll be hectic, and yes, it'll be crazy, but that's what I want. So I just, from then on, as I said, no more betas. Hit me up on day one. I'll play it. So, but with Ingress, would you guys, or I'll ask you, Zelly, first, would you want the beta if you were handed it, or would you rather just be like, nah, I'll take day one?
I think because I'm not 16 and an end game and all that, like, I'm having so much fun. I'm happy right now playing Ingress, so I don't really want to do all that. Okay. So, yeah, like, I have friends I'm playing with and everything, and it's a good time. So, I don't know. I could totally see where if I had been playing for a couple of years and maybe I didn't have the active social group doing it, that maybe I'd be like, okay, I need something new. But I'm pretty happy where I'm at.
When I think there's there is a big difference, though, in that even though this is a beta, it's just a visual beta. Like, all the functionality is going to be the same. It's the same game.
Oh, okay.
And so you can play with the same people. Like, the beta before was kind of, well, you see new content, and you ruin the story. And if your friends aren't playing, well, they're not playing. And then the worst thing was, well, you lose all the progress.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, well, why did I even do any of that?
Right. So that's the betas I'm used to. Yeah.
I would love to get in the beta. The only thing I'm worried about is I guess if you're under an NDA, you've got to make sure the people that you're playing around, if you're with them, they can't see it, right? So you're like, no, you can't look at my screen. Why is that? Can't look at it. Don't look at me.
And you can't tell them why you can't look at your screen, right?
Right? Oh, yeah.
You just got to make up some weird, reason.
Right,
That and anomalies. Like, if you're playing on the new one at the anomaly, you're like, well, you can't see it, and it may run really crappy. Like, I don't know, right? But that's why I need to test it for it. So, I don't know. So I'm torn in that aspect.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to wait. That sounds like a lot of pressure.
That makes sense. But yeah, it is a lot different, obviously, than like an MMO or another video game with like plots and story and teams and groups, all this other stuff. So yeah, and it's a cosmetic change. Of course, there will be some like mechanic changes and stuff. And I'm just guessing here. I don't know. But, new chat methods and new inventory sorting
key management,
and stuff.
Right? They said that would be better in the new one.
Key management and all that kind of stuff is different. I mean, I would accept the beta because obviously we do the show and we have been playing for years and we haven't seen such a big change ever occur. So I would be ready to jump into that before the public does. So I would take the beta. So hand it over. Hand me the beta.
please hand me please. Beta. Hey, there's JBJ Blaze. He's in like three chats. That's crazy.
Hey, he's everywhere.
You're saying that, and it's like, we need to talk with the Kruganator and see if
the Kruganator.
We can get some info. Oh, need to move that. There we go.
Is that some secret stuff?
That could have been bad. thrown out of the old squadron. Anyway, so, wow, none of this is working right now. I'm like in the background trying to fix the website as we're doing the show, so I'm sorry. I'll apologize now. What was next? Oh, we're still talking beta.
Yeah.
Was there anything else in the beta that we want to talk about?
I don't really know that much about it.
Yeah. No. Not
those really. Those 50 beta testers, which is not a lot of people, have a lot of pressure on them to make this thing awesome. Make sure all the bugs are worked out.
Yeah, and these were, so the first 50 were enlightened agents from Navarro. Last year, there was an event that I believe they won, and so they randomly picked 50 of the enlightened players that were there and said you would get the beta invites first. So they're living up to their word on that, giving that to them. But then, I mean, quickly following it, if they're giving everybody who goes to the anomaly a chance to get in as well, that becomes a much larger group. And so hopefully we'll be I guess we won't be seeing stuff soon, right? Because they're under an NDA. The only people we'll see are people who get banned or sued or their legs hacked off. One or the other. Yeah. You don't mess with Niantic. That's what I hear. So don't do that. And then the next is Cassandra Prime, which is the first anomaly in this new series. And I'm trying to pull up the doc here. There's rules. I don't know if have you seen anything about anomalies yet, Zelly?
They're so confusing to me. They're far away, and I never understand if there's anything I could be doing where I'm at, or if it's just for the people that are there. So I usually don't know what's going on with those.
Well, and I think that's how it goes for a lot of people. I mean, like, if I wasn't telling, you know, my family about it, A, they wouldn't care or, you know, go in the first place. But, like, we were listening to, an anomaly thing meeting about what's going on the other night, and they were with me, so I had them listen, too, just so they kind of know what's going on. And they were just like, I don't know what's going on. I was like, oh, well, this is this. And they're like, oh, well, I don't understand any of those terms they're saying. Like, that's the problem. And so it's like, well, okay, let's start there. And so started kind of going through that. But the anomalies are basically like the, you know, it's like the playoffs of Ingress. And so they'll pick different locations. You'll have your primaries and your satellites, and they're basically the same thing. It's just usually the primaries will have what did we call them? Synthetics. Yes. Sensitives. Basically, the Ingress actors will show up to those, and Niantic employees, and there's usually a little more hubbub at the primaries. But basically, there'll be different phases in the primary itself. So between certain times, there'll be different kind of events, and they're different for all the Anomaly series. So in the past, they had things where you would basically have to control portals. And what they'll do is, okay, so like the one I'm going to is in Boston. And so the point of contacts in Boston from each faction will basically get together and decide on, like, hey, these are the portals we think should be in this Anomaly series. And they give those to Niantic. Niantic then, I guess, decides ultimately which one of those will be part of the Anomaly event. And then so then in each phase, say phase one, that may be whichever faction holds the most portals, and they'll all be marked with special rings on your scanner, so you'll know that they're in the play zone. You'll get certain amount of points. And then the next phase, it may be shards, where you'll have designated portals that are your faction portals. And then there will be portals with these shards on them, and there's these things that spin on top of the portals. And your goal is to get those to your faction's portal. And you do that by making a link between the portal that it's on and to the goal portal. You're trying to score that shard into your goal, basically. But you may have to do it going through other portals depending on which ones you own. So every certain amount of time increment, it'll actually jump to another portal if it's linked. So if you have five links off of it, it'll pick one of those and then go there. And then whoever gets the most, you get points for each shard you score. So really, just depending on what they choose for those phases, that's what you'll see in the anomaly. And then at the end, they'll score points for every location and add those up. And whoever wins goes, yay, we won.
Yeah, we won. So really, like, in short, like, I guess the best analogy I could think of is kind of like a Super Mario Party. So the whole land is like the game board, right? And then you just play little mini games along the way. And then you move over here and you play a mini game. You play over here and you play mini games. And then whoever wins the most of the mini games wins. I mean, on a dumbed down level, that's kind of what it is. And then you have the after parties, and then you have the hanging out, and or Niantic official announcements happen too. But it is a lot of fun, and we were confused too at the beginning. We're like, what is this? What is, like all these people get together and watching YouTube videos doesn't really clear it up. It's like, what are all these people trying to do? Is this a permanent thing or is this temporary? But
and then even reading the rules, like you go through there and you're like, I don't really know what you're saying here. But luckily there are people who do, and that's kind of part of it is once you sign
up. Zellabelly, how do you feel about Fritos?
Oh, we got a, I don't know if you heard that, Zellabelly, but we got a question, an audio question because someone did a super chat. That's Arctic Rebel.
Thanks.
And it said, how do you feel about Fritos?
Fritos are awesome.
Oh, she's in Camp Fritos.
Camp Fritos.
Fritos bad?
I think they're good when you're dipping them in something, but if they're not used,
if have walking dip, tacos with Fritos, they're amazing.
If you
dip them, see, that's kind of dipping it, right? Like if it's got something else in it,
that's smothering them.
If you just like eating them by themselves, I don't get.
Well, that's still pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, there's some people who like you.
Team Fritos.
But yeah, so. Yeah, like once you sign up for the anomaly, you'll get hooked into, you know, people in that location who will tell you where the hotels are and like, if they're meeting and make sure you can get on a team. So you're playing with other people and then they'll tell that team what to do. So you're not just like showing up to the city like, okay, I'm here. Like, anomaly started. I guess I'm just going to shit link everywhere and see how this turns out. And yeah, don't do that ever for an anomaly though. You'll make friends, but they will be on the opposite faction.
And then we have three different sets of anomalies happening here soon. So Darsana and the other one, I forgot what the third one was.
Well, they're redoing them. It's the first, maybe not first four, but so I guess it's Cassandra, Darsana, Abaddon, and is it Enteritus? Is that the other one? Enteritus?
Oh, yeah, there is a fourth one, yeah. I just signed up for the Cassandra Prime Philadelphia.
Nice.
Today. I just did it today. Awesome. I was like, oh, my God, I better hurry up and do it. This remote charging, though, not leaving my couch. Well, actually, I am. I'm leaving my couch to sit on someone else's couch.
Recursion. Thank you, Ariel. Is the other
recursion?
Anomaly.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Okay. So, yeah.
We're going to be chargers. Nice signing up for that. And, there's a lot going on. So, what they're doing is with Prime, they're kind of rerunning these four anomalies. Is the storyline because it's a different parallel universe, basically. Someone's back to life in this one, so that'll be interesting to see storyline. And it's kind of cool because they're doing all throughout next year. Normally they have your primary and your satellite anomalies, but the final one is going to be three separate dates where they just have one anomaly on each of those dates. So they will be huge. I mean, compared to the past anomalies, right? Because it's the only one. It's not five across the U.S. or something, or two across the U.S., five across the world or something. And it's the finale. So that's why I'm going to talk you into it, Zelly. I know you're saying that you don't have the bandwidth, but we're going to figure it out. And I'll get to see you.
That would be cool. I haven't seen you in forever.
I know.
So. Yeah.
So, but, yeah, so if you haven't started doing anomaly stuff, go give it a try. If you see one close to you, just go to ingress.com/events, and you can see when there's one next to you. And then normally they'll have, like, a mission day after some of them, which is, you know, I've never been to one, so this will be my first mission day, too.
Yeah, get that badge working.
Yeah, and then I think there's a mission day coming up sometime in close by. I'm not sure if it's public knowledge yet. I won't give it out yet. I'll find out if it's public knowledge. It's going to be close by, so you're going to have to go to that one, Soho.
Yeah.
And Zellabelly, you can too. It's a long drive.
You've done it.
Yes. I'll do it again. I'll just hack along the way.
That'd be yeah.
Good stuff.
Oh, so many uniques. That'd be great. I'll get there in 4 days because I'm taking all side roads.
You're like, I don't know when she... It really does make you into a bad time management person. Like, you're like, now it takes me an hour and a half to get to work when it used to take me 15 minutes. Like, I've got the plan for that.
You know, I wish I could ride a horse around town because that's about the right speed to be able to not be locked. And that's about as fast as I want to go anyway. Like, yeah.
You can't cliff hack on a horse, though. You'd be bouncing.
I mean, you could practice. You could get better at it, you know. Like.
He can cliff hack at 80, so I think he can do it on a horse. No.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe then.
I mean, he's not driving, of course.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And that brings us to... Uh-oh, I did something wrong there. Something we like to...
What's in the capsule? Always wait for, like, somebody to say something at the end. And it's like... Oh, there! Like, I don't know. Like, I always think there's a voice or somebody saying something, God, but it never happens. In you,
but I do. I super believe in you, Tad Cooper.
There we go. That's what we need. Okay. So, pick up all the pieces we got. What's in the capsule this week? And this is what we want to add to the game, changes and things to make it better and worse. Although, you know, I don't guess we've ever talked about our awesome ideas on how to make the game worse, but we'll have to think of that.
I wanted to stab you when you open it up every time.
Let's make Zelly go first.
Okay. I don't know if this has been, like, discussed before or even if this is correct for the capsule, but I think that when you have keys in lockers, you should still be able to use them. I don't think you should have to pull them out to use them. I think you should be able to recharge them, link, and all that jazz, even if it's in the locker. Because I play MMOs, and like in Guild Wars 2, you can craft if you have stuff in your bank. You can have all your supplies in your bank and still craft even if you're, you know, you're out at a crafting bench and still do that stuff. So if I'm at a portal and I want a link or whatever, I should be able to if I have the key. I shouldn't have to like go through, pull it out of, you know, whichever... You know, 29 lockers. I have 5, but you know what I mean.
New 29 lockers.
Yeah. I want some of those. Wouldn't that be great? Also, yeah, I don't think we should be limited to like the 5 lockers. But yeah, that's my main one. It's fine. It's just so much key management, you know.
Yeah. So, how would you go about charging? Okay, so you would basically be going through your keys in your locker and then clicking on one and recharging it. Is that how you access it, you think? Okay.
Right now you only have load and unload as a feature.
Right.
But you could just have open. So you could open it and see what's in there and then use it. You know, recharge it in there.
I think that's great. I think it's silly that that's not in there. Like, I don't see how that could, like, break the game. Like, oh, man, that's so OP. Like, it's just charging a stupid key. Like,
I have to load it and then unload it. Because I like to keep my keys. I'm very particular. All my keys are color. The lockers are color-coded to the city that they're in. That when I go into a city, I know, if I'm home, I open the yellow locker and unload all those. But then when I leave home, I have to load up the yellow ones and then go to work and then I load up the green ones. But it's a lot of work to do that. Like every time I'm going to like a new place, because I go to both those places every single day. So it's hard.
Then you got to remember which keys are in which colored locker.
Oh, and if like I just leave them all out, then I'm, you know, encumbered, and I don't think that's the term that Ingress uses, but you guys know what I mean. And I can't pick up any more stuff, so then I have like this rush where I just dump them into some lockers, and then I have to come home and spend my evening unloading all my keys and fiddling them around and reorganizing them again. It's a big deal for me because I'm really, really particular about which keys go into which lockers.
And then are you then recharging stuff, working on your recharger badge? And
I got my Onyx now, but yeah. So I don't have to work on that anymore just to do it. I keep a few like keys out at all times. So If those start going down, I can kind of help the team out, because if it's just me trying to get a recharge something, it's gone. It's just, I'm not going to be able to do it. But if there's like two or three people keeping an eye on it, then it's like, all right, we might be able to save this one.
And then and a tip there, I always forget to do it, but recharging single resonators instead of all of them at once.
Yeah.
And so then you can kind of go in around and you can almost kind of keep up with them because they're trying to blow up everything usually instead of just focusing on one. And so as you're healing up one all the way, you can do it much faster than doing it, and you don't run out of, anyway.
That's a good idea.
So I always forget. So, and I'm like, hey, I should do that. But I don't. But yeah, it's like in general, like their key management, like I'm waiting to see what they do in Prime, because I think there's a lot of things that they could improve there. And that's definitely one, some sort of, you know, way to mass recharge. Just use all my cubes and just recharge all the keys. All of them.
That would be great. Recharge everything in locker, yellow locker. Just bam.
Recharge it all. Or just like all the, like, it needs more like toggles where you can be like, show me all the keys that are green. Show me all the keys that are blue. Show me all the ones that are neutral.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing. Yeah. So, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, because you have title, by distance. They could have a few more items in there for sorting.
I like it. A good one.
Good stuff. Good stuff. What you got for us, Agent Soho?
So this one's pretty simple. I came across this while I was at the farm earlier today, I was just putting some eights up there. But so I was, you know, I kept hitting my inventory limit, and I was like, recycle, recycle, recycle. And I was like, I wonder why you can't just recycle a whole stack of things all at once. Why do I have to keep click what plus 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 and then hold it down and then watch it go? I'm like, oh my god! Like I could have already like ordered some Chinese food, eaten it, gone home, watched a few Netflix movies. Like I'm just like I'm wasting my time here hitting this little plus button. So I know it's stupid and simple. This might be fixed in Prime as well, but you know that little check. I think it's like a two check mark button looking thing that's on all the capsules. So you can say move all, like you can select all there, but why can't you select all when you recycle? So that's my gripe. That's what I want them to add.
I like that. I like that idea.
Yeah. Cause like right now, the only way to really do it is to fill up a capsule and delete it. And that just seems like a waste of a capsule.
Yeah. You can recycle all that energy. Put it into something. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right, Goody guy. I hope yours is better.
jQuery. I need jQuery on the website because for some reason it's not running. And that's what's
oh, man. That would be a game changer for Ingress. I love it. That's cool. Right.
So, great idea.
Hurry up with that jQuery. No, a multi sync. I want a new mod, a multi sync. Okay. A little bit of both, right? Like, because sometimes you want them both on there, but you don't want them both on there.
Just there's give only me a one multi-sync. Spot left. Yeah. Someone went and put three shields on it, and you're like, I need both.
Right.
I already multi-synced it. Like, anyway. So I think that'd be an easy one, right? It's just a combo. They should do that. Yeah. Just kind of make combos of all the different mods they have right now, and that's an easy out to have a bunch of new mods that... They basically just, they don't even have to half. They half plus a little bit more to make them not as powerful as having, you know, one of each or whatever, right?
Right. Just a little combo of both, yeah.
Yeah, but it's easy stat-wise, so,
you know. Yeah, so multi-sync. That's pretty cool, yeah.
It can be the Agent Academy multi-sync. There you go. We'll take credit for that. So we also got one submission. I think this is new. I feel like we didn't do it last week. Like we didn't say it last week, but we had it. Or maybe we did say it and my brain sucks. That could be a possibility. So we're going to just do it again and see where it goes. So Simon said two. I guess Simon said also was taken. So Simon said two. What do you guys think about a mod that would allow a portal to be cross-faction anchor? It could be used for field art projects.
Oh. Yeah, this one's new. I don't remember this.
Hmm.
Cross-faction anchor. So okay. You'd have to break it down into, like, how does that really work? Like, what define anchor? And not in human words, but, like, how does the game define an anchor? How does it know what an anchor is and what it's not? You know what I mean? Like, so then you would have to say, well, how about we have special portals that are anchors? Mm. So you're really adding a lot to the game, Simon said, too.
or if it just, instead of having an ADA or a Jarvis, you had some sort of new thing that made it teal so everyone could link off of it.
Right. Okay, so.
It would be a mess. Right. I don't even know how, like, it from my brain.
It would be really weird.
Like, trying to figure out, well, do the other two portals in this have to be teal anchors too for it to work? Or,
well, you know, maybe I'm thinking too much about anchor. Forget the word anchor. I think he's just saying a mod that just flips it, right? It just flips something to be both.
Yeah.
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 So, okay. But, so now it's just both. So how does that really affect the game? Is that terrible?
Both factions could link to it.
Right.
But they would have to link from their color. Or more teals.
But
I'm calling it teal because I don't know what to call it.
Oh, right, I see. They can, but I can link a multi to, like, a single color, you think?
They could. If you're, say the one portal's a teal color. This is how I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's just theory, so it doesn't really.
It's fact.
So, yeah. So if the portal's teal and you're an enlightened player, you could link off to it to other green portals or other teal portals, but not other blue portals.
So, but you could never make
a res player could link off of it and go to blue or another teal, but not to green.
Okay, and so if the other two portals in it were green, it would make a green field. Yeah,
and if you needed something for both factions to link to multi, you just have to have a bunch of teals, like, on a spine.
Okay.
And that would be really expensive, because I would imagine they'd be as rare as Jarvis's and ADA's.
Yeah. Which they should, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if it would hurt.
Right? I'm trying to think, would that, like, devastate the game? Like,
I don't know. That's one of those, let's throw it in there and then everyone go crazy.
Because then would anybody, like, want to, like, bring down the port? Like, could you Jarvis it, ADA it? Does that make it?
I don't know. Could you imagine a teal that's, like, you know, level 8 and it's all shielded up nice and pretty? Do you really want to change it?
Well, wait, so can you blow up a teal?
Right. Like, how would you kill it?
Oh, yeah. Who's going to kill it?
Or can, like, both teams kill it?
Yeah, can both teams?
Maybe it takes splash damage from everything because it's
right.
Ooh,
it's now an abomination in the network, right? It's like, what is this? This
maybe you can't recharge teal, so they auto-decay in 2 weeks.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I like that.
Yeah.
So that way it doesn't stick.
It's around. Temporary, yeah.
That's neat.
And then it stabs you.
It stabs you.
Yeah, when it decays. Whoever put it there, it just stabs you. It shows up your
house. What is with you stabbing today?
I don't know. I got a stabby thing going on. Don't tell the TSA that, though.
Because okay.
They don't like people with stabby things. And now I just ruined our whole vacation because I'm sure there's something somewhere that's just recording everything.
You are getting pulled aside, sir.
Sorry, there's someone here. I'll be right back.
This is cool. Okay, well, Simon said too. Thank you, sir. That's a good one. That's good. That would have to be on one of, like, a beta patch, like a test server patch or something like that, where people need to just see what happens because I don't know what would happen there. So,
well, and to kind of piggyback off. Because we're about to run out of segments to talk about stuff. But to piggyback off that, a new beta, like Prime Beta, is coming up. There was something interesting that happened this week, that there were some interesting theories, which I think they were all wrong. But they were interesting nonetheless. There was a new logo with the Ingress stuff coming out. There was a new video posted about, you know, Ingress Prime, but their logo is changed now from the blue, from the silver, from the everything else to a red. to red and white. So they've become Alabama fans. They are now rooting for
maroon.
Roll Tide. I guess it's not maroon, so it technically is not that. But so there was theories of, say, a third faction.
Yeah, I saw those.
NPC faction?
Yeah.
Player faction? So what do y'all think about that, if there was a third faction? Mm-hmm. And then I'll tell you why I don't think it will be.
I don't know. I always see it as like in any kind of like a fighter or a fighting game or like TF2, you know, like red versus blue. Like there can only be two teams and it only works with two, and with three it's just there's too many possibilities. There's too many lines, right? You can't cross lines. So there's just too many lines in the world. And people will get frustrated and go, you know, I just can't do anything in my city. I can't even make one triangle because there's just too many colors. And I think it'd be overwhelming. I wouldn't like it, I think.
I think it would have been fine to have three factions if they're like playable factions back if they started the game that way. But yeah, it's going to be, I don't know how you introduce that, like, unless that theory of them being NPCs is correct. And if that's the case, then really, are we playing the game or are they just control? You know what I mean? If you have
the Matrix.
If you have, Niantic kind of controlling, well, this area is, you know, nothing's happening over here, so let's put some NPC red stuff over here for them to keep them busy. That's great so that those people aren't bored and stuff, but then in the big cities, like, it seems like then they can control the flow of the game more than the players. And the whole thing was that the players controlled it before. So I don't know if I would like it as much. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with like all of that, what both of y'all said. And it's the only other thing I could think of possibly, besides it just being, hey, we changed our logo because, hey, you know, there's two factions here and we probably shouldn't have our logo be one of the colors of one of the factions. Just doesn't really make sense. But what if they instituted something to try to make it easier for new players where you started off as red and until you got to a certain level and you could choose your faction? Because there's a lot of, you know, people pick the faction if they don't know someone who's got them into the game. They just pick a color. You know, it's just like a pick, and it's a community game. And if you just pick the color and then you start meeting people and you're like, I don't gel with this local team here. I really like the other team. Then you got to pick a different faction, and that you lose all your AP. You start over. Like, the only thing you keep are your badges, right? Like, if you're, you know, and I guess, you know, if you're only fourth level, that's not a huge deal. But if you're, you know, 10th, 12th, maybe not for Zelly, but for, you know, Soho and I, that would kill us. I mean, it would suck. It'd be like, oh, there's 4 years.
It would take me a good month or two, I guess.
So I got to tell my wife that I'm going to be making a trip up to your area for a month or two.
I was excited, like, because you usually come up once a year and then, well, usually a couple times. And so I was, like, hoping, like, oh, this time we'll play Ingress together. It's like, no, I didn't come up this time.
Hey, I'll be in Chicago next year.
Yeah, me too, but I'll be there the wrong month.
No, we'll fix that. But yeah, so rumors galore, and there are rumors, you know, always going around about how that you're saying that Ingress is kind of controlled by the company, kind of thing. That like that is a you know, a working theory that they manipulate the game by making anomalies in certain cities and certain areas because they see the stats and they know which cities are held by which factions and who does what where. And, you know, there's the thought that, well, they can kind of predict the storyline by actually putting, picking certain cities for the anomaly. If they're like, well, Nashville always wins Enlightened these days. If we need them to win to get points so we can dictate where the storyline goes, well, we can do that. Like, it could be done because it's not a random thing. But I don't know. I don't know if I buy into that completely or not.
Yeah.
I think it would be easier to make a storyline that could go either way, right? And not worry about that aspect of it. Because what if you write the storyline and then just for whatever reason it just doesn't pan out? Then you're having to do it anyway.
Well, I mean, you can always reset button, you know, with like timeline dimensions. I mean, that's kind of what they're doing. You know, it's like, okay, multiple dimensions. Those that are dead are alive, you know. Oh,
that didn't happen. Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying it's very flexible. Storytelling is.
Yeah. Well, and maybe the anime will play a bigger part in the storyline and stuff. I mean, I know it's supposed to be kind of like a reboot alternate thing or whatever. But I know like my daughter is super excited about that. And so we're going to watch that as like a family. So I'm hoping that gets
my wife
and my son excited. Cause man, if the four of us were eights, if they could put eights, like just wait till November, if they do the double, eight resonators again, like we will make this town all eights. We'll just drive around. And then they'll leave me for real again. But it'll still be fun. Hopefully we'll get the eights first, and then I can farm them while I'm crying. And that'll be a thing. So anyway, that's what was in the capsule tonight. And if you want to put something in there for us to read it, let us know. You can call us at speakpipe.com/agentacademy. You can also go to the website when it's back up and working, once they institute jQuery for some weird reason. And that will also get us to the badge thing, which we will talk about in another segment soon. Oh.
Pardon me, Agent Soho. Agent Goonie Guy.
Agent,
I'm afraid you are needed in the Situation Room. If you could please wrap it up.
Huh. That's so rude. He just talked like I wasn't even here.
Right? What a jerk. He's fired. We'll deal with him.
What a turd.
But before we go, we do want to let you know a few things. First, the achievement for tonight. I know the last two episodes have been a little wonky on them. We're going to give you the code, but I'm going to tell you now, the website's been messed up, so I haven't been able to make the new one yet, so unfortunately, you're not going to be able to put it in tonight, so save it. Save it in a little note and turn it in hopefully tomorrow. Hopefully, it'll be fixed. But so the code for episode 29 badge achievement is AAZBAA. So that's the code for tonight, and I apologize for that. That's all my fault, but to make up for it, all you have to do is go to Boston Anomaly this coming week and find me. It's two simple tasks, and you can get one of each. Actually, you can get both. That is one of each. I'm trying to get them both on there, but let's do it one at a time. So we got the bio cards for the show, and on the back we'll have another QR code where you can enter on the website and get another badge. And same thing with mine. So you can get those. And then we'll have fun talking about Ingress and stuff.
And they're good quality, like, cardstock, too. they're pretty sweet. I won't be there, so I won't have... You can't get my card.
But next time, maybe Austin or Atlanta or New Orleans. One of those.
That would be fun.
That would be cool. Then you can get Zelly's card, too.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. And speaking of,
it's at the printer.
It's at the printer.
She's already been doing it. Well, this show's been going on. But Agent Zelly Belly, thank you so much for joining the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's more entertaining and another view of everything, which is good because I know Eric's views already.
It's becoming more diverse. I
like it.
So anyway, next week it'll be after I get back from the anomaly. So we're shooting for, I think, was it Wednesday? I forget. Follow the Twitters. We'll tweet it and, we'll get our schedules together too. And, that's all I got to say. Anybody else got anything else?
I think you said it the best.
Yeah. We should go out on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Bye, everyone.